my friends. I would say welcome into the show, but I'm not feeling overly welcoming today. This has been a really tough 24 hours for me, as I'm sure it has been for a lot of people, but maybe not for the reasons that you might expect. I think all of us are still slightly reeling, that is, any of us with soul, are reeling from the shooting that happened in Minneapolis in the Catholic school at the hands of this subhuman piece of human trash. But you know what? That's not the only thing that's got me outraged today, my friends. Welcome into the show. If you don't know what you're listening to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast, where you're going to hear how you're being exploited and how you're being lied to, because that's what we talk about on the show. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, I don't update the show as much as I used to for personal reasons, but now is not the time for a personal story. No. We'll save that for a show that I'll do probably later today, if not tomorrow. We'll do that. But today we need to talk about something that I'm not hearing enough outrage enough. And that is how much the media hates you. And what do I mean by hates you? What I mean is, unless you are a Kool-Aid drinking liberal scumbag who believes in, oh, I could go down the list, all the left-wing Democrat ideologies, the media, even Fox News, Trey Gowdy, that schmuck, that moron, that mook, that bum. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, so one of my favorite creators that I've listened to for years, on and off, is Steven Crowder. Fantastic creator. He's been on YouTube since 2008. I hope I got that right. And he and his team, Mug Club Undercover, I want to give credit where credit is due, because that's what we need to do. I can't just say, I saw something on CNN, or I saw something on Fox, or I saw something on MSNBC, because that gives them credit as if they are the ones that broke the story. It's not true. Mm-mm. Not this time. No, it's not true. In fact, it was on Steven Crowder's show, Louder with Crowder. I'll give him credit. They don't really need the publicity. They're much bigger than I am. But I'll do it anyway, because I don't like stealing people's ideas. I wouldn't want people to steal my ideas, so, you know, I don't do it to them. Anyways, as I'm watching, because I look to them as my ultimate news source outside of the mainstream media and, you know, stuff where everybody else is going to open up their news feed app on their phone and see it. And I can't help but notice that when I watch, I find details that I'm not seeing on Fox News, on CNN, on MSNBC. Nobody else is sharing the story. And that is, what you heard from them was that a white man went into the Catholic school and shot up the school. But here's what you didn't hear. You might have heard that part. Here's what you didn't hear. Oh, did you know that the person who went into the church, who was 23 years old, their name is supposedly Robin Westman, was actually Robert Westman a couple years before and was transitioning into a woman? Oh, you didn't know that? Oh, you didn't know that the person was a transgender? Oh, that's right, because guess what? Oh, CNN, MSNBC, even Fox News, they can't talk about that. Why? Oh, it goes against the grain, my friends. That's why. You can't show someone who, in a state where Tim Walz, Tim Walz's state, that's right, where he said, oh, we want to support trans kids even if, you know, they're running away from home. We want to make sure they're giving them the proper health care that they need to affirm their new identity, that type of stuff, right? Well, it turns out that not only did this person transition, according to all the data that I'm seeing, which if you haven't seen, go on YouTube and look up Crowder's show that he did, where he provides real-time receipts. This isn't a he said, she said. No, there are legal documents signed off by the mother talking about how they changed their name and how they were getting, how they were transitioning. And you look at the videos that are now on a YouTube channel that doesn't exist anymore because the FBI got rid of it right after this atrocity occurred, where you could see what looks like longer nails, some kind of hormones going on. My friends, this is not laughable. The mainstream media is yet again lying to you, because let me tell you something. Do you think that if this was a MAGA hat wearing, Republican voting, straight white man that had done the shooting wearing it while wearing a cross, do you think they wouldn't be posting his picture across every headline, across every single available piece of your TV or your phone screen? The answer is yes, they would. Oh, yes, they would. You know how I know? Because they've done it time and time again. But when it's a shooter that's trans or not white or not straight, guess what they do? Let's ball this up. Let's ball it up and throw it in the garbage. Why? Doesn't fit what we want. Doesn't fit the narrative that white men are more dangerous. Except the fact that, majority of violent crime is committed by African Americans in this country. I'm sorry. Am I not supposed to say that? Is that racist now? To quote FBI statistics, is that racist now? But, you know, supposedly white men are the evil boogeyman in society today. Guys like me who happen to be straight, who happen to be white, and happen to be a man, and happen to be religious. Oh, we're the problem. We're the ones that are destroying the country. Meanwhile, your friends and the pharmaceutical friends, you know, in the old days, there was a show about the Justice League called The Super Friends. Well, now we have the pharmacy friends in America today that like to dope up kids, that like to prescribe pills like their Pez dispensers. Remember Pez dispensers from like the 90s, early 2000s? When I was in the Air Force, they used to prescribe me things where I'm like, do I even need this? But they would just give it to me. I didn't have to ask. I didn't do nothing. They just gave me pills, like a pill brulee. More and more pills that you don't even actually need. But they gave it to you anyway. Why? Because you might need it. And because, hell, the government's footing the bill. Who cares? But now I'm starting to care. You know why? Because these low-life pieces of human trash are shooting up in broad daylight. These schools. These Catholics. The Catholic school. The Catholic church. Forget the Catholic schools. The Catholic church, according to the data that I have seen, and I will post on my Twitter feed the links to what I'm talking about, they have suffered 500 attacks in the last 5 years. My friends, that's a huge number. But I haven't heard anybody else talk about it. Why? It doesn't fit the agenda, but I guarantee you, if it was a mosque getting attacked, they talk about it. Synagogue, then, meant coin toss, they probably wouldn't. Probably wouldn't, unless it was a liberal Jewish one, they wouldn't talk about it. You know, because a lot of self-hating Jews out there today who hate Israel, hate their heritage and whatnot, so it'll be a coin toss. Oh, by the way, speaking of Jews, did you know that the shooter on his guns, he used a rifle, a shotgun, and a pistol from what I'm seeing? You are aware that on those guns, he had a smoke bomb with the guns, and on the smoke bomb, he wrote, "Gas the Jews" on there. Oh, the Jews should have been gassed. Oh, you didn't see that, did you? Mm-mm. No, you didn't. Guess what? I did. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're Palestinian sympathizing. Huh. Who's pushing, supporting Palestine over Israel? Huh. I wonder who's doing that. I wonder who's quoting day and night how Netanyahu and the Israeli government and the Israelis in general, and how they're the new Nazis of our time. I wonder who's purporting that day and night. Could it be the pharmacy friends and their friends in the media? Hmm. You know, it just might be that. Mm-hmm. Wow. You see, this is what reporters used to do, my friends. Reporters used to do a little bit of rational thinking. They used to get the whiteboard out and get the string of yarn and connect things and eventually come up to a conclusion. Now they go to their corporate bosses who tell them what to do and what not to do. They look at the footage and they put it in the spin dance room, the spin cycle, like what your washing machine does, except instead of your dirty laundry, it's the truth. And they water it down and cleanse it just enough to where they talk about, oh, well, we'll give you an information, but, you know, not enough information where it's going to, I don't know, actually help you understand why these things are happening. I hear day and night, oh, that it's about guns, get the guns, ban the guns. I seem to remember there was a time in America where guns were actually in schools. You know, they had rifle teams in high schools, you know, in the 1950s, 1960s, 1940s. And I seem to recall people didn't go around the halls shooting their classmates. Yet there were rifles in the school. It's interesting, isn't it? You wonder why we see what we're seeing today. Could it maybe be that, A, the internet's changed the game? And number two, it could also be the medication that the children are being put on. I firmly believe, and I have not heard anybody say this, so anybody who says this after me, I know you stole it from me. Or you saw it on Twitter, who someone else reposted it, and then you saw it, and you thought they came up with it. Trans kids are the child soldiers of the left. Oh, because in case you didn't know, the shooter, who's 23, started transitioning when they were a minor. Why? How do I know that? Because the mother had to sign off on it. And in case you want to see what I'm talking about, I want to give credit where credit is due. Mug Club Undercover, go to Steven Crowder's show, Louder with Crowder, YouTube and our Rumble. Go and look at exactly what I'm talking about. I want to make sure that they get the credit, and they are the ones who receive the proper lordship for what they did. Because this is the stuff that CNN is supposed to do. This is the stuff Fox News is supposed to tell you, but they're not. Their budgets are through the roof about investigative journalism. And what are they doing? Not that. Instead of thinking about how they're going to tell us the truth, they're thinking about how they can spin it to somehow blame Donald Trump. Somehow blame Republicans. Somehow blame conservatives. Somehow blame people who love God and have guns and voted Republican. You might think this is hyperbole. You might think that I'm making this up. I can rest assure you that I'm not. In fact, this low-life piece of human feces had the nerve to leave a manifesto knowing what they were going to do. They had the nerve to act like they were the victim. Oh, yeah, they had the nerve to say, oh, I don't feel welcome. I don't feel like I belong. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go and I'm going to hurt people. I'm going to go and I'm going to go skinny pop pop and I'm gonna blow people away. Oh, not just people. Kids. Why? Why did this happen? Well, I'll tell you. Well, it seems to me that more and more recently, the LGBTQ community has been not very careful about who they let into their community and watching who's doing what and holding people responsible. Because it seems to me that it's the drugs that the transgender people are receiving that are making... Okay, as somebody who understands... I work out quite a bit. And you might think this is not connected, but I'll let you decide. I know a lot of people who are on performance-enhancing drugs. Do I take them? No, I do not. But I do know people who do. And I know how they affect their psyche. Estrogen and testosterone, if you are not properly monitoring them, they will destroy your body. Why? Because when you put artificial stuff into your body, especially the younger you are, the more likely you are to permanently jack up your hormone levels. They will not reset to normal. Any bodybuilder on earth who has performed using enhancing drugs and shows, they will tell you what I'm telling you is true, if they're honest. And so when you give these to children, when you give these to minors, when you give them to impressionable and normally unstable individuals, what do you think is going to happen? Think they're going to become more stable or less? You think they're going to become more safe or less? And they all throw this under the guise of being nice, compassionate, even merciful to these people. And it's not. If I tell you, yes, you listening to the show, that I'm actually a woman, even though you can hear my voice. And if you look at some of my older things, when I had a camera that was working and whatnot, I'm going through some budget problems. You could see my face. And my face, do I look like a woman to you? The answer is no, I don't, because I am not. But if I had you, have I had to convince you that I was a woman, and then if you didn't identify with me, then you were the problem, wouldn't you become slightly narcissistic, and then you add to that the cocktail of drugs that are going to make you more aggressive, because improper hormones are going to make you more unbalanced psychologically than you already were beforehand? What do you think is going to happen? And the answer is, what's going to happen is exactly what they want to happen. They want the weak to serve as their Reichstag fire. That's what they want. When you look and you see that the lowest estimates for violence and gun, when it comes to gun violence, mass shootings happen in gun-free zones, and you look and you see that the attempted suicide rate for people who are transgender is 42%, not people in concentration camps, not people who were enslaved, even have that high numbers, to give you a proper perspective. And yet, I'm supposed to sit here like a normal schmuck and tell you, the audience of my show who trusts me to give you information, that there's no connection. No, no connection at all between the drugs and the DSM for a long time said that gender dysphoria was a real disease, and now all of a sudden it's not a disease, it's not a problem, it's normal. And then here I am hearing all the politicians talk about, oh, it's not the trans kids' fault, we need to not blame the trans community. Oh, really? Well, you seem really quick to jump on the white man community. You seem really quick to jump on men in general as the problem, whether they be white, black, brown, Asian. You seem very, very quick to jump down their our throats. But yet, when we see a new problem in our midst on the horizon, you don't want to look at it. Why? Because it's inconvenient to your narrative. These are ideological, hell-bent people. That it's all for the sake of the party and all for the sake of perceived progress. Everything else is inconsequential. Everything else is just a stepping stone to the end result to these people. If you read the Communist Manifesto and you understand where feminism comes from, you understand where destruction of the nuclear family, you understand where hijacking the teacher's ability to teach and the father's ability to parent all comes from, then you know how all these things are connected. It's all part of the same goal, which is to convert our society from within. You might call me crazy, but it's not my fault you can't follow the bouncing ball. Not my fault. In fact, if you want to do your own research, please do. I want to hear what you have to say. But this, my friends, is not a laughing matter, and I'm very sick over this. I'm sick of these people getting away with it. I'm sick of the media covering for them day and night. If this person had been wearing a MAGA hat, they would have been out in the street in the next second. Oh, look, it's Trump's fault. Oh, it's Trump's rhetoric. Trump's evil. Trump's responsible. Yet, I didn't hear one person saying, hey, you know what, Tim Walz, you are out there saying we need to protect trans kids. We need to have trans kids from all over the country run here like it's a fugitive slave law situation. We need them all to come here to get gender-affirming care. We don't tell you what that is. It's blasting testosterone and estrogen, but we're going to pretend like that's not the case. Not one word about Tim Walz. Not one word about the pharmaceutical friends and the big pharma. Not one word. And yet here you are, you have people even like Trey Gowdy talking about how it's white men and guns again. Shame on you, Trey. Shame on you. You know better. But of course, you're selling out. You're selling out because you want to make another $100,000 this year. Shame on you. You know better than that, Trey. But guess what? You want to roll over. You want to just take the Kool-Aid. You want to fit the narrative. It's the guns. It's not the guns. Guns have been around quite a long time. And yet, for some reason, this is a very new thing. And explain to me why all of a sudden it's a very new problem in America. 50 years ago, this wasn't happening. Even 20 years ago when I was a kid, this was not what it is now. Why is that? Guns didn't suddenly come into existence 20 years ago. Yeah, for some reason, people act like they did. They're so desperate to blame Trump. People like Gavin Newsom, that moron, that mook, that bum. I used to think he was decent. Now he's not. He's descending to the lowest of the low. My friends, do not be deceived. Do not be lied to. This is not happening in a vacuum. This could happen to your kids' school. This could happen to your friends, your little sister. This could happen to them. And yet here you are, thinking, well, every which way I could be wrong. You don't want me to be right. I understand. Trust me, I do. I don't want to be right about this. But I am. I wish I could scapegoat guns and blame the NRA and then close the book. But it's not going to do anything other than miss the point. That's not going to help. We tried that already and look where we are. We've done that for years and look where we are now. We still have these freaks shooting up places. We still have the pharmaceutical friends giving pills like it's not like it's going out of style. Like it's a fire sale at the 99 cent store. They're giving them out. My friends, we need more. We need to look at data, even if it makes us uncomfortable. Even if it's something we don't like, we need to look at it and we need to make a very hard choice. We need to rein in the drugs. We need to rein in the ability to teach. We need to rein in people who are just running around our streets as if they're normal and they are not. We need to reopen the mental hospitals now. Oh, I know there were snake pits back in the day. I'm very aware of that. I don't want the snake pits to come back. I want more accountability across the board, not just with putting these people in mental hospitals, but with making sure they're being given the treatment they need and not being mistreated. I don't want them mistreated. I want them off the street. I want them out of my neighborhood. I want them out of my Twitter feed and instead knowing they're safe behind bars. That's what I want. They're being looked after around the clock by people who are treating them with respect and dignity. Not out there ruining the world. That's what I want. But I'm sick of people telling me I'm wrong. It's the NRA. No, it's not. It's not the guns. Mm-mm. No, it's not. Guns don't kill people. People do. It's that simple. Because today it's the guns. Next week it's the knives. The week after that, the cars. Where does it stop? It doesn't. And if nothing is done, before long, you will see bigotry and hatred you will not recognize in this country. You will have Dirty Harrys. You will have Green Arrows. You will have vigilantes in this country. If the law is not upheld and we do not do anything, you think that good law-abiding citizens who have children, who pay taxes, do you think they're going to sit by you and let you do this to them? Some might. I guarantee you a lot won't. Something must be done. Justice must be served. Countermeasures must come into place, or this will happen again. And again, you will miss the point, and you will have the media telling you that it's not about the medication. It's not about the mental illness. It is not about anything but the guns, the NRA, Trump, and MAGA. False. No, it's not. And my friends, it is your responsibility to educate yourself, and it is your responsibility to know how you are being lied to, because you are. These low-life pieces of human trash are lying to you, thinking that you're so stupid that you're going to buy whatever they tell you. Don't be stupid. Be smart. Be curious. Don't just sit back. Don't just play, oh, you know, it's a horrible tragedy, and we're going to move on now. No. No, I'm not moving on yet. Mm-mm. I'm just getting started. In fact, I think it's time we really talk about how what these trans kids, what's being done. I don't blame the children. Oh, no. Oh, no, I don't blame them. Don't get it twisted. I don't blame the kids. I blame the teachers. I blame the school guidance counselors. I blame the parents. I blame the government. I blame the educators are the ones who are allowing this. They're not teaching that kids are kids, and they tend to be very stupid. It is not your job as a parent or as a leader or a guardian to give your children what they want. It is your job to teach them how to become an adult, to teach them how to succeed in society, to explain to them, hey, you know what? I know you might feel a certain way, but your feelings should not be the compass to guide you on your life. That is not responsible. That is not intelligent. That is reactionary and short-sighted. Well, when's the last time you heard an educator say that to you? Whether you're in school or were in school, when's the last time you heard someone say that? Answer is they don't. Why? Because the education field is overwhelmingly run by women who are more feelings-orientated and not factual, not hard ground like us men. We need strong male leadership in this country. That's why they hate Trump. For all his flaws, that's why they hate Trump. Because he reminds them of actual authoritative male leadership. Whether it be white, black, brown, yellow, Native American, you name it. Doesn't matter. We need all of it if we're going to save this country. We need strong male leadership that leads by example on all colors, all ethnic backgrounds, everyone. My friends, let me know how this affected you. I want to know. Take care of yourselves, and I will talk more about this and other topics in the future. Take care. Bye.